No more complaining people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining.
I want to talk about something today. I call this your FSO degree. Today we're going to jumpstart your FSO degree. Now, there's a PG-13 version of this, and we're going to do the G-rated. It stands for Figure Stuff Out. The S is optional. You can change it for another S word, but the meaning is still the same. It's really kind of amazing to me how many people get caught in situations of getting stuck in their lives, dealing with, living with situations that are difficult and uncomfortable, rather than figuring stuff out. And figuring stuff out is not nearly as difficult as you may think. The other day I was working with my daughter on something, and one of the things we wanted to start doing for my speaking career, because that's one of the main things I do is speeches, and right now I'm doing 3 or 4 virtual speeches a month for agencies and organizations and businesses. And so we were trying to figure something out the other day, and we were struggling with it quite a bit because I simply wanted to move forward. It seemed like the next logical step in something that I wanted us to, we had agreed we wanted to do, and yet it also seemed like it could be a daunting next step. In other words, we could have taken that first step and discovered, oh my God, I've got a billion steps ahead of me. I knew it. I wish I had never tried this, never thought of it. And that's really how a lot of us actually approach our lives. We bury our heads in the sand when we've got something that it is that we want to change or correct or figure out in our lives. And I'm not here to point fingers at you. I'm here to inspire you. I'm here to get you to take one thing in your life that seems big, daunting, etc., and to embrace it and to decide that you are going to take a step. Let me just give you a few personal examples, if I may. And I'll start with one at my very, very, very first real job. I worked on the weekends at a cafeteria in Columbia, South Carolina. We had a man there who worked in the, I guess you would call it, supply department. I mean, anything you needed. If you needed tea bags or you needed potatoes, he was in charge, the quartermaster, basically, if you were in the Marines or the military service. But his job was to hand stuff out. You needed stuff, he had it, and he would make sure that you got it, and also that you weren't abusing the privilege, etc. Now, the interesting thing about this gentleman was that he was deaf and unable to speak and had been born that way. Now, a lot of people used to complain about, oh, I got to go get something from the back. Well, what's wrong with that? Well, I got to go back. I got to write it down, or I got to point and everything like that. And I thought, and I went back there and I actually was trying to conference with this man, and he rarely smiled. He always scowled. And I was trying to explain to him something I needed. I think it was tea bags or coffee or something, because I was in charge of the beverage station. That was my job. 17 years old. And I went home that night, and I was fortunate, privileged enough to live in a home that had a World Book encyclopedia. And my mother actually won it with gambling winnings from, bought it with gambling winnings from Las Vegas. And I looked up deafness, which led me to sign language. And when I looked up sign language, I learned that there was an alphabet, and I began to slowly learn it. And I do mean slowly. I didn't push myself to figure it out. I simply kept the book by my bed and would thumb through it every night and look a little bit and everything. And then I would kind of do, you know, this. Okay. And one day I walked in to get something from this man in the pantry there, the giant, where all the stock room, there you go, is probably what it was called. Anyway, and I very, very tentatively signed what it was I wanted. I think I said coffee. And the man's face lit up. I had worked weekends only, but and sometimes during the week once or twice a month, but I had worked there for 6 months and I had never seen that man smile at anyone. And he smiled at me and he teared up. And it hadn't taken a huge effort. And then it got to be where he and I were close. I would always walk in and say, you know, hi, and he would say hi, and I never got to anything beyond the alphabet. A good friend of mine, my prayer partner, is actually fluent in American Sign Language. But anyway, I figured stuff out. I figured out how to do it a better way. I figured out how to do it in a way that was not frustrating for myself in an ongoing basis. It's amazing to me how we will put up with frustrations over and over and over again, exasperated with them, rather than taking the time to do it. And I have to say, take care of it. And I have to say, I'm guilty of this as well. I will do it for a while, and then I will ultimately go, oh my gosh, it is, if it is this frustrating, okay, if it is this frustrating, every time I have to deal with it, let me do it vertically, okay? If it's this frustrating, where are my hands? All right, every time I have to deal with this, and I deal with this on a daily basis, right? Then all of this is stacking up. It's better to deal with the little frustration, which is probably 2 to 3 times of the daily frustration, and just put it behind you. Slay the dragon. Wayne Dyer said that there's nothing more stressful than an unresolved issue. So what is it that you need to figure out and you need to do? We use a program, a lot of you, most of you, I'm sure all of you here who are here with me live and a lot of you who watch me on replay during the day, which is thousands of people. We send out thousands of daily emails using a software program now called Keep, which I think the reason they changed it was it used to be called Infusionsoft, and everyone called it Confusionsoft. And it was not easy to use. And I was the first one that needed to figure it out so I could teach it to others. And because people had gone, oh, Confusionsoft, nobody can figure that out, I approached it with such fear and trepidation. And you know what it was? It was just like every other elephant I've eaten in my life. One bite at a time, one bite at a time. And the interesting thing is we usually find out we've got a lot fewer bites that we need to expend or to take in once we get started. The point I was trying to make about the video early on was we clicked on a button. I wanted to use these video ads. And we clicked on a button, my daughter and I, and it said, upload your video ad. And we did. And actually, it said, link it from YouTube. And we did. And that was that. And yet it seemed like such a big deal to her. And I want to say that I get that. We all have these things. Everything is a big deal until we do it. Then all of a sudden, it's not a big deal. I've got a friend who's got some issues. My daughter had some issues with her toilet. And I was like, well, that's all you got to do is, you know, remove the bolts, empty the back, you know, and pull the toilet, replace this. And Leah's like, that just seems like, you know, I'm making, you know, fission, nuclear fission. And I'm like, she's like, how do you know this? And I'm like, I've done it before. Well, how did you know how to do it? Well, I think the first time I ever fixed a toilet, my gosh, I literally had a how-to book. I had a book my mother gave each one of us when we moved out of the house, and it was put out by Reader's Digest, and it was how to do small home repairs on your own. And it was really, really inspiring, and it was so practical and had all these little drawings. So I want to invite you to figure out something that is a mild to moderate irritation to you, which you have been stewing, you have been avoiding, you have been trying not to look at and take action on, and just figure out what it is. And when you do, begin to take the action. Let me just say that is everything. Everything, everything, everything. If you know how to do something amazing, but you don't do it, as the Buddhists say, to know and not to do is not yet to know. So you learn by, see, we all know that. You learn by doing, and so you simply begin to do. Something that I did, which still to this day, I consider it a mandala, because the Buddhists will make these beautiful mandalas out of sand, knowing that they're going to destroy them. Well, I did not know that mine was going to be part of my home that I was going to be selling not too long after I finished it. But I worked for 6 months to build a 23-foot waterfall from down a spiraling staircase in my home. I didn't know how to do any of that. Not at all. The base, I had to build a base at the bottom for the plastic basin that went inside. And I had to YouTube how to build a box, y'all. I had to YouTube how to build a box because I did not even know how. But I figured it out. So whatever is stressing you, whatever is bumming you out, whatever is a burr under your saddle, do you know what that means? If you're a rider, you sure do. You don't want to get a burr under a horse's saddle, because ultimately it's going to rub, keep the horse in a bad mood, etc. So you've probably got a burr under your saddle. What is it that you can take a step just to figure out right away? Now, if you get the idea that you're going to approach this and go, oh, that was so easy, chances are not necessarily, although it's probably going to be a lot easier than you think. Especially today, we live in the nerdverse, y'all. We live in the total nerdverse. I don't think I've come up, you know, unless it's something particular to like using InfusionSoft or Kajabi or one of the other programs that we use, which most of them do. But you can go to YouTube and type almost anything. I was watching this morning, right before I started this, I'm getting to be a big fan of Reddit as a news source, because you can go through there and pick exactly who you want to follow and what types of things. Mostly I follow people with happy dogs, showing their dogs doing zoomies and stuff like that. It just makes me happy. But I was just now watching a guy in a forge, live, in a forge somewhere, building a Viking axe. Not building, but making a Viking axe. You want to know how to make a Viking axe from scratch? Go to Reddit. It's on there. Literally, the nerdverse is here to take you to the next level. I consider myself to be part of that nerdverse. The programs that I've created, the Complaint Free World program, how to stop complaining and start enjoying the life of your dreams, the Complaint Free Parenting program, the Complaint Free Life program, all of these things are here that it is me constantly reading, constantly trying to draw things together, interviewing people, etc., and creating things that make your life better. So there are people out there that have everything you want. You just gotta look for it and then begin to look and to listen. And one of the reasons we don't do it, let me take a sip of coffee here real quick. While you take all this in, people have told me I don't breathe enough during this. Because I get excited. I breathe enough during the meditation. So one of the reasons we don't do this is we're afraid we're going to get bad information from the wrong people. Well, the way we discover whether the information is bad or not is one of the things we do is we look at more than one thing. When we scrub through it, and then we look at somebody else, and we look for, and then we test on a small basis. So, I mean, if I would have been learning on the internet the American Sign Language and gone in and it had been gobbledygook or something like that, I would have figured it out early. And so will you. So give yourself some credit. there is fewer, greater, that was some of the worst grammar. There's no greater joy than I know. There's lots of greater joys, but there's a very good joy in figuring something out. And for me, it's being able to open Infusionsoft and just, it's just like walking through a doorway. It feels like nothing. I have mastered it now. So what do you want to master? What are you scared of? What are you putting off? Get to work on it right now. There's lots of us out there that want to help you, that want to help you. All right, so everybody, check out before we say goodbye. Tell us everything that's going on with you. And if you have any questions or comments, now is your opportunity to post them. We've got the meditation coming up this morning. It's going to be truly cosmic. Listen to this beautiful music written custom for our meditation group by Alex Cordero. Nice, huh? Peaceful, tranquil. So for those of you who are part of our complaint-free meditation group, I'll see you live in about 8 minutes. For the rest of you, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning. And once again, if you're here for the very first time, thank you so much. I'm honored that you spent a little bit of your morning with us. I hope it was inspirational and gave you hope for the day and some practical tools. And for those of you who would like to share those things with other people, click share if you would. Thank you very much. Jerome says, I'm doing the work and looking forward to the outcome. Dude, that is it. Earl Nightingale said that success was the... Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Boom. That is success. That means that right now, working towards something, you are successful. There's no there there. Michelle Doherty says, thank you. I need to be less intimidated by technology. Wow, cool, Michelle. Good to hear that. Well, there's Eleanor Eggleston Ellison. The three E's. Thank you, Will. A very good friend of mine from high school. That's so cool to see you. I love it when friends from high school pop in. We've literally had probably a dozen of my high school friends in the last month. So, and I want to acknowledge Jeanette Cordoza and say hola to her and Mary Ray. Thank you for the reminders. Thanks all of you for being here with me and Teddy today. And we look forward to being with you tomorrow. Tomorrow we will have our jumpstart, and I don't have it queued up. Give me just 1 second. I'm almost there. Oh, yes. Excuses versus reasons. We're going to be talking about the difference between excuses and versus reasons. Oh, you want to know the difference real quick? So you may not even have to tune in. Other people have excuses. You have reasons. We're going to unpack all that tomorrow. So I hope you'll join us then. Make it a great day. All right. Enjoy today. Love you all. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.